I'd like to welcome all of you to the Board of Directors meetings for Mirus Education, Inc. It's a nonprofit board which operates Mirus Secondary School. I am Debbie Giaquinta, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate this meeting. Let us take roll call first, and when I call your name, let's please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. Debbie Giaquinta is present, and I am Chairman of this board. Denise Shields.
I'm Denise Shields, and I am Secretary to the Board.
And Aaron Smith.
Aaron Smith, Board Member, also Mirus Learning Lead.
Thank you. Mary.
Good morning. I'm Mary Bixby. I'm the Founder, President, CEO, and I'd like to introduce my staff. Will, over here, speaking for finance. You see him there. Angela, Administrative Assistant, and the Board at your service board person. Lynn Alipio, our CBO. Jackie, Chief of Staff and responsible for marketing. Alina is doing our technical today. Thank you, Alina. We love you and we're glad you're here. Aunt, where are you? Oh, you're here behind my, you're hiding. Tim Tudor, Executive Director. And that's all I can see. I think we're all here.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Item 1.3 is the establishment of a quorum. And we do have a quorum, and do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3?
This is Denise, and I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Oh, okay, and that's Denise.
And yes.
The second?
This is Aaron Smith. I'll make a second to leave 1.3 as establishment of quorum.
Correct. All those in favor? Aaron, you in favor?
Aye.
In favor. Denise, I think you should verbally vote.
What I usually do, Debbie, on my board meetings is ask for all ayes and then any nays. And that way, if anyone does not want to vote or anyone can abstain as well, that way it goes quicker than one at a time.
They're requiring us now to do vote by name.
Yeah, okay. Because we're virtual.
My apologies.
No worries. Okay, so Denise, you in favor?
Aye.
All right. And as am I, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance.
We can all again. There's a flag there on your screen.
Okay, thank you. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
liberty, justice for all.
Thank you. Item 1.5 is the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion for approval of the agenda?
Aaron Smith, I make a motion to approve the agenda.
All right, a second. I'll make the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, public comment. If you would like to participate in public comment, please complete a speaker card and submit it to staff. And the public comment is for items of interest to the public within the scope of the Mirus Education, Inc. board, the non-agenda, and there will be shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur regarding items that are not on the agenda at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to briefly respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. And public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes, and speakers may not yield their time. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allowed, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allowed. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. Item 2.1, non-agenda public comment. So this is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. and speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker as this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers can yield their time. Are there any public comment on items on this agenda? Not on this agenda, excuse me. Okay, hearing none, item 2.2, agenda items for public comments. And this is the opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. This item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairpersons. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on agenda items? Hearing none, we will move on. Item 3.0, this is a public hearing. This is the opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on the public hearing and the learning continuity and attendance plan. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. This item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. So this is the open public hearing announcement and announce the time is now 8:37. Mary, is there a staff report on the learning continuity and attendance plan?
Tim, could you give an overview, please?
Yes. So the learning continuity and attendance plan is a new requirement by the CDE in response to COVID-19 pandemic. This is replacing the LCAP for this year, since most of the activities of the state were put on hold for LCAP related items. And so they developed a report similar to what you approved back in June with the COVID-19 operations written report. A lot of similar aspects. They're asking all schools and school districts to write down, get stakeholder input, and put out publicly. So this is on our website, and this is a public hearing, which will be followed up by a final vote before September 30th for its final version. But this plan kind of documents what we're doing during the pandemic in terms of offering distance learning to students, how we're addressing the needs of all student groups, what we're doing to prepare for on-site when that ability comes back to us, and just generally how we're running the school from an instructional standpoint for the time being. And so the good news is that most of these activities are very common to what we did prior to COVID-19, with the exception of not having access to the resource centers for students at this time. Staff are still able to be there weekly on a limited basis, but students are pretty much just distance learning for the time being. We already had a tremendous amount of online curriculum and distance learning happening before COVID-19 pandemic, and will continue after. But a lot of the processes we put in place from an instructional standpoint, we were able to easily implement during and right after the and during this pandemic. So we're hoping to go back to resource centers when the health officials allow in the near future, maybe at some point this fall. But in the meantime, we're operating well. We're offering students all the same aspects of our instructional program, with just the exception to be able to be in a resource center. So staff's done a great job. This plan documents this. And again, this is a public hearing, so we're open to any and all feedback from anyone, and then we'll come back to you with the final version.
Thank you, Tim. Any questions or comments? Okay, we will close the public hearing, and it is now 8:40. Okay, moving on, item 4.0, the administrative items, and we would like to consider approval of the August 31st, 20 special board meeting. Is there a staff report or recommendation on item 4.1?
Recommend approval.
Okay. Do I have a motion for approval of item 4.1?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 4.1.
All right. I will second it. We'll call for the vote.
This is Denise Shields, and I will second that same motion.
Okay. So we have approval from Debbie, Denise, and Aaron. Motion passes. Is there a staff? We'd like to now item 4.2, discuss and consider approval of the September board meeting. Is there a staff report or recommendation on item 4.2?
This is the second half, the approval. We're having the public hearing today. of this document. And now we need to have a special meeting, a short one, for approval. Angela, is there a date set for that?
We do not have a date set. We need to find out when Denise, Aaron, and Debbie are available.
Okay, now you have a drop dead date before that has to happen?
Yes, it must be done before September 30th.
Okay. Should I just propose a date to see if people are available?
Yes.
Okay, what about September 6th at 8:30?
I'm sorry, Mary, I didn't hear that date.
September 17th at 8:30.
This is Denise, and that works for me. I'm assuming this is virtual, correct?
Yes, everything is virtual, probably till the first of the year, at least. And you know,
it works for me as well.
It's going to be an option after that as well.
Mary, how long will the meeting last?
I think there's only two agenda items on it. I think we could do it in 30 minutes.
Okay. And I'm sorry, you said at 8:30?
Yes.
That works for me as well.
Okay. Here.
Absolutely, that works.
Okay.
Okay. So do I have a motion then to approve item 4.2? To approve item 4.2.
This is Aaron Smith, I make a second.
Okay, Debbie Giaquinta is a yes. Denise?
Yes, aye.
Okay, and Aaron Smith?
Yes.
Motion passes. Item 5.0 is the consent agenda. And this is all matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved, enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion of these items prior to the board voting on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. And those items include item 5.1, to consider approval of the board meeting minutes for June 16th, 2020. Item 5.11, consider approval of the 2020 consolidated application. Item 5.1.1.1, with Mir Secondary School. And these include items for certificate of insurance, protected prayer certification, LCAP federal addendum certification application for funding. And do I have a motion for approval of items 5.1 to 5.1.1.4?
Debbie, may I say something, please, before you you take the motion? Erin, this is because it relates to Title I funding. Can you please recuse yourself?
Okay, I recuse myself.
Okay. Go ahead, Denise.
I was going to make a motion to approve. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Okay, and make a motion to approve item 5.1.1 through 5.1.1.4.
Okay, and I second the motion. So we have Aaron abstained, Debbie Giaquinta aye, and Denise Shields aye.
And do have a question now that we've made the motion.
Okay.
I don't know what a protected prayer certification is.
It's included.
Lynn, what is that?
It is part of the Title I, and it's about the prayer certification. That nothing, we don't do any prayers in the classroom.
Oh, okay. So we're certifying that we do not pray. Okay.
Okay, do we need to revote or are we good?
No, we don't need to revote. I just wanted clarity.
All right, motion passes. Item 6.0, board comments and announcements. Sometimes the board does have topics of interest that they would like to share with the community, and these are informational in nature and do not require action. Are there any comments or announcements? Okay.
Go ahead. I'd like to make a couple of comments, if that's all right, after the board's finished.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted the board to be aware that, you know, of course, staff is working diligently, and we've been very pleased with the fact that we have many, many enrollments. MIRIS is working hard to keep up with the rest of the schools, but it's maintained a higher level than last year, and that's very, very good. We're using this opportunity. We committed ourselves to emerge a leaner, more effective organization after COVID is over. So we've worked at really analyzing and going deep into each division. As you recall, I think it was last year, about 18 months ago, we did the audit of our financial department. We recently did one of the special ed department, and you know, we have some areas there where we're working to all compliance, but working to make it more efficient and effective. We're looking at that. We're reducing our marketing costs, and so we're taking another long-range look at that. Each one of our departments is really delving into the processes they use. Under Jackie, the enrollment process and Debbie's support, we've gone over extensive detail and reorganization of our intake process, our enrollment process. And we've created a wonderful document, so we've got it all down in writing with each job description so that we're sure that we are consistent and sustainable, and that's very important for the enrollment process. So this is a period that we've used and we are continuing to use to reorganize ourselves to some degree and to redesign some of our departments in terms of how more effective students need. So, just wanted to share.
Great work. Thank you, Mary. Okay, any other comments or announcements? Okay, then we will, item 7.0, motion to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
This is Denise, and I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay, I will second it. So we'll call for a vote. Debbie Giaquinta, aye. Denise Shields?
Aye.
And Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Denise, thank you, everybody.
Can you stand? Denise and Tim and Lynn,
yes.
And Jackie, can you stand a minute?